you have always loved space, the final frontier, then you're in the right place. It's April 15th, 2024. Today, an update about Star Trek, an update about One Punch Man, a new audio drama starring Titus Welliver, and an upcoming update about the Umbrella Academy. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. According to Variety, Paramount has renewed Star Trek: Strange New Worlds for a fourth season. The series is set in the years when Captain Christopher Pike commanded the USS Enterprise and features younger versions of several legacy characters, including Spock, Uhura, and Kirk. Executive producers and showrunners Akiva Goldsman and Henry Alonzo Myers, as well as executive producer Alex Kurtzman, released a statement saying, "On behalf of the cast and crew of Strange New Worlds, we are thrilled and grateful to continue our voyages together. We can't wait for you to join us and the crew of the Enterprise on another season of exploration and adventure." Paramount also renewed Star Trek Lower Decks for a fifth season. They also confirmed that the fifth season will be the final season of the show. The third season of Strange New Worlds will premiere on Paramount Plus in 2025. Star Trek Lower Decks Season 5 is set to premiere on Paramount Plus this fall. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sony has officially found the writers for their upcoming live-action adaptation of the popular anime One Punch Man. Dan Harmon and Heather Ann Campbell are set to tackle the project. Harmon is best known for creating the comedy series Community and co-creating the animated series Rick and Morty. Campbell has written for SNL, Rick and Morty, Miracle Workers, and much more. Now, if you haven't already watched One Punch Man, don't worry, this won't have any spoilers beyond episode 1. The series follows Saitama. He's just an ordinary man who put himself through a rigorous training regimen. 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, and a 10-kilometer run a day. Which really isn't that much, but now he has the power to defeat any superpowered villain with one single punch. In a world where heroes have telekinesis, matter manipulation, and any number of other powers, let alone what the monsters can do, it doesn't make any sense. But he's simply just so strong that all he needs to do is use one singular punch. The series is clearly a comedy and a satire of other anime. However, inside, there's a story about a hero who is so extremely bored and just hoping to be challenged in a fight. After all, he hasn't had a challenging fight in years. Everyone just crumbles with a single punch. There's no further news about One Punch Man at this time. Michael Connelly is a best-selling author of over 39 novels. He's also an executive producer of the Amazon series Bosch, starring Titus Welliver. And now, Connelly and Welliver will be working together again on a brand new audio drama from Amazon's Audible. The story itself is called The Safe Man, which reimagines Connelly's short story. Amazon describes it as a riveting detective story, nail-biting heist thriller, and supernatural mystery performed by a full cast. Now, we already mentioned that Titus Welliver would be starring in the project. Welliver is best known for starring in the series Bosch, but he's also played Lex Luthor in the DC series Titans. The audio drama will also star Jack Quaid, who's best known for his role on Amazon's The Boys as Huey, or as the voice of Brad Boimler on Star Trek Lower Decks. Here's how Amazon describes The Safe Man. When Brian Holloway, played by Jack Quaid, was hired by famous horror author Paul Robinette, that's Titus Welliver, to crack an antique safe in his home, he had no idea what he was about to encounter. Opening that safe door unleashed something sinister, something that continues to haunt him. But what exactly? And can whatever slipped through that threshold be stopped? Plagued by a series of disturbing supernatural encounters, chilling prophecies, and a criminal investigation into a missing girl, Brian begins to realize that he is inexplicably linked to the Eternal, and that he must defy fate if he has any chance of saving the most important person in his life. The Safe Man will premiere on Amazon's Audible on May 16th. In an interview with Collider's Steve Weintraub, actor Justin Min shared an update about the upcoming final season of The Umbrella Academy. Min plays Ben Hargreaves in the show. Here's what he said.
Yeah, we filmed the final season last year, the first half of last year. It was incredibly emotional, but we were just so thankful to have the opportunity to sort of close out the story. So many shows unfortunately get like prematurely canceled, but we knew going in this was going to be our final season, so our writers and our showrunner had the opportunity to wrap up all the storylines, and it was just such an incredible opportunity for us to say goodbye to our characters, but also to our amazing crew in Toronto, our amazing directors, and everyone that we've known throughout the four seasons. In terms of what to expect, I'll probably be killed if I say something, but I think I can tease, you know, there are a lot of questions that have been brewing throughout the seasons of the show, and I do think they really do get answered in this final season, and I think there is a real sense of closure, so I'm excited for the fans who've been waiting for certain answers to get those.
The fourth and final season of The Umbrella Academy will premiere on Netflix on August 8th. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. At the WGA Awards, The Last of Us won for new series. Come back tomorrow so we can talk about comics. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for April 15th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show. By the way, if you did like the surprise special episode earlier today, please do let us know at podcasts@sideshow.com.